So far and wide, Cape Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air. You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are there.
Oh, hello, dear.
Hi, hi.
Dinner is ready.
Oh, we're starved, huh? What are you standing there for?
I didn't get my kiss yet.
You're not entitled to a kiss.
I don't know why not. I worked just as hard as you did.
Sit down.
Boy, I sure am hungry. Aren't you, Mr. Douglas?
Well, it depends. What do we got?
Spaghetti.
Spaghetti.
Mamma mia.
What's that?
I heard that on a Frank Sinatra special.
What's that?
Spaghetti.
That's not the way you serve spaghetti.
Oh, you want it in a bowl?
Oh, I want it cooked. Nobody eats spaghetti this way.
Mamma mia, this sure is...
How can you eat it that way? It's supposed to be soft.
It melts in your stomach instead of your mouth.
Lisa, this is not the way you serve spaghetti. Boil some water. Did you eat all that?
Yes, sir. I like Miss Douglas cooking.
Well, here, have mine.
Thanks. Holy mozzarella. This is good.
Love it.
While you're waiting for the water to boil, would you like to eat your dessert?
Yes, it might. What's that?
A 7 layers cake.
7?
Yes, I took 7 hot cakes and I put them on top of each other and I shoved some chocolate syrups in between.
Yuck.
What was that?
He said, yuck.
Mind your own...
Do you want to try it?
Feed it to the boy Fink.
Thanks.
I wouldn't eat the whipped cream if I were you.
Why not?
It's shaving cream.
Why did you use...
You're to hold up the cherry.
Oh, fine.
Oh, I wouldn't eat the cherry either. It's made out of wax.
Why did you bother...
To make it look beautiful like it does in the magazine.
What magazine? Popular Heartburn?
Oliver!
Lisa, see if the water's boiling.
I can't wait. The Hypers are having a meeting to pick out the play we're going to put on to raise money for a clubhouse.
What are the Hypers?
High Pass. Hooterville Young People's Agricultural Society.
Where do you meet now?
On nice nights in Simpson Swamp. But on rainy nights, we have to crawl under Mr. Drucker's front porch. We get a bigger crowd on rainy night. I gotta leave.
Bye.
I was hoping some kind man would lend me his car.
Well, start walking. Maybe you'll meet one on the way.
There ain't none here in the kitchen, huh?
No.
Darling, why didn't you let Ab have the car?
I need it myself. What is that? What?
What should I do with the boiling water?
Lisa, you're supposed to cook the spaghetti in the boiling water.
Well, you didn't tell me that. You said to boil some water and cook the spaghetti. So I boiled some water in a pot and I cooked some spaghetti in the other pots.
Well, let's go over to the Pixley Diner and get ourselves a hamburger.
It doesn't pay to make any fancy cooking around here. All you like is those hot cakes.
And when you finish the cornfield, I want you to take all the tomato... Am I boring you?
No more than usual.
Well, stop yawning.
I can't help it. I'm tired from that long walk I had into Hooterville last night and the long walk I had back.
Exercise is good for a growing
whatever you are.
Yeah, but I gotta save my strength for acting. I'm gonna be in the show.
Ooh, that'll shake up Richard Burton.
Can I borrow the car tonight?
No!
Dean Martin doesn't have to walk to rehearsal.
Ab, what show are you going to do?
The community players narrowed it down to three. Romeo and Juliet, Death of a Salesman, and Ah, Wilderness.
Which one did you pick?
The Beverly Hillbillies.
The Beverly...
You know, that's that show where this old man is struck oil in the hills, and he packed up his kit and he's moved his whole caboodle to Beverly Hills, which really isn't a hill, but it's near to California. And when they got there, that's when he was...
I know what it's about. I've seen it.
Everyone seems to enjoy it. So we wrote to Hollywood and asked them to send us a half a dozen scripts, and we'd pick a funny one.
Well, that ought to make them happy. Get to work now. We're going into Drucker's.
Anything you need from Drucker's?
No, I'll stop in there tonight when I drive to rehearsal.
In what?
You never let your guard down, do you?
To the cornfield.
Drucker? I'll be right with you. Oh, howdy.
Hi.
Hello there, Mr. Drucker.
I was just printing up the tickets for the show the Hooterville Players are doing for the benefit of the Hypers.
Yeah, Eb told us about it.
That's a nice bunch of kids. They should have their own clubhouse. Keep them out from under my front porch on rainy nights.
Eb told me you were going to do the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, we decided not to do anything legitimate this year.
Oh, I like that show. Especially the man who plays the father, Buddy Epstein.
And Ebsen.
Say, would you folks like to join the little theater group?
Oh, no. I'm not an actor.
How about you, Mrs. Douglas?
I'd like to, but when I married Mr. Douglas, I promised to give up my acting career.
What acting career?
I thought you knew about that.
No, I didn't.
Well, then what did you make me give it up for?
I never made
I was the star of the Royal Hungarian Theater. I once gave a command performance for the king. You see, the theater was right next door to the palace. That's why they called it the Palace Theater. The king got very angry at me because I used to keep him awake with my singing, especially in the third act, where I would hit those high notes and break all the mirrors in the palace. When I wasn't singing, we used to do those very dramatic plays like The Cherry Orchard, Doll's House, War and Peace, Budapest Parastok.
What was that last one?
Budapest Hillbillies.
The Budapest Hillbillies?
Oh, you know, it's the story about that Hungarian peasant who struck goulash and moved his family to the Swiss Alps.
Then you saw it.
Lisa, just give Mr. Drucker your grocery list.
Oh, all right. Well, we need some dusting powder, nail polish, mascara, cold cream, bobby pins, and napkins.
How about something to eat?
Oh, yes, and a can of shaving cream.
Shaving cream?
She uses it to decorate the top of her seven-layer cake.
And while I think of it, I need a pound of wax cherries. And about this spaghetti you sold me last week, I have a complaint.
What was wrong with it? What do you want me to do with this?
Just send it back to the manufacturer. Let him worry about it. Snoring.
Oh, that's Eloise. I think she's got a sinus condition.
I don't care what she's got. I want you dressed and down here in 10 minutes. This is the fifth morning you've overslept. Now, I'm getting a little fed up. If I can wake up on time, so can you.
I'm sorry, Mr. Douglas.
You were sorry yesterday, too. Being sorry doesn't get the work done. Ever since you got into that play...
But, Mr. Douglas...
Look, will you keep out of this? Now, Eb, I'm warning... Where did you come from?
Appleville. It's a small town about 300 miles from here. After that, we moved to,
How did you get down here?
Oh, I slid down the rain pipe.
Well, slide down a half hour earlier tomorrow or you're fired.
I wouldn't oversleep if I didn't get home from rehearsals so late. If I had a car...
Well, buy one.
Maybe I will. Pixley Motors is having a sale. Will you lend me $7,000?
$7,000?
Yeah, I can get a great buy on a Pier Sarah.
Well, get something else.
I know where I can buy a good used motor scooter for $30.
Get it.
Will you lend me the 30?
Hey, look.
You can keep Eloise for security.
I don't need any security. Here's your money.
$30. Boy, this is the first time I've ever had a whole year's salary in my hand. We sure are lucky to have a dad like him. Eloise, how can you sleep at a time like this?
Wake up. Wake up.
Lisa?
In the kitchen.
I suppose you can explain this.
Oh, yes. I struck out with the spaghetti, so I thought I'd make a pizza.
What have you got against the Italian?
What do you want me to do with this?
Throw it away. I didn't mean to...
Oh. What's that?
Oh, that's probably Eb. I gave him some money to buy a scooter. Here?
Yes, that's a very nice machine he bought.
Oh, Martha. Eb, will you get off of that?
You shut that door. You're letting all the flies in.
This never would have happened if you lent me the $7,000 for the Pierce Arrow.
What's the matter?
My ankle. I think it's sprained.
Was he unconscious at any time?
With him, it's hard to tell.
Oliver. Doctor, is it serious?
Tell me the truth, Doc. I can take it. So not knowing that gets you. Give it to me straight.
It's...
Just a second, Doc. Hold my hand, Dad. It'll make it easier.
It's a simple sprain.
Will I be able to take part in the play?
Yes, you'll be up in a couple of days.
Good, because I don't have an understudy. And you know the old saying, the show must go on. When the curtain goes up, a real trooper comes on stage, even if he has to crawl. And no matter how much pain he's in.
I'm going to write a prescription for a tranquilizer.
He could use one.
It's not for him, it's for you.
All right, make it strong.
Keep off that ankle.
Thanks, Doc.
I'll see you out.
Gosh, Miss Douglas, it sure is nice of you to let me stay here.
Oh, that's all right, Ab. You can't climb up the ladder with that ankle.
Where are you and Mr. Douglas going to sleep?
Now, don't you worry about us. And if you need anything, just tinkle the bell.
Yes, ma'am.
How's the patient?
Oh, he's doing fine. I'm just going to make him some tea.
Oh, yes. Well, here, lie down. Now, the doctor says if you take it easy, you'll be all right. Anything you need?
No, sir. If I do, Miss Douglas said to tinkle this little bell.
Oh, good. All right. Now, you just rest.
Okay.
I'll see you later.
Would you turn on the TV for me?
Oh, sure. There you are.
Thank you.
Now what?
Would you mind changing the channel?
How's that?
Fine.
Anything else?
No, sir.
What now?
I saw this picture. You might as well turn it off.
Anything else? You want a drink of water? Your pillow fluffed? Your blanket to suck on?
No, sir, I'm comfortable. Just testing.
Now, if you want anything else, write a note, put it in a bottle, and float it into the kitchen. Have you got another bell?
No, sir.
Then who rang?
Oh, I guess you didn't know that about me. I do wonderful bell imitations.
Bell? Will you go to sleep?
How can I sleep with all that racket outside?
Oh, that's only Haney's truck.
Stop that racket. We've got a sick boy in here.
I know that, Mr. Douglas, and that's why I'm here on an errand of mercy. Now, these are for the sick E.
The sick E?
Yeah, that's the fellow that's sick. I thought you understood that legal talk.
I'll give them to the sick E. Thank you.
My pleasure. That'll be $3.
$3?
Well, if it wasn't an errand of mercy, it'd be $6.
No, thank you.
You care to have me drop in and check Ebb's three-way hospital bed to make sure it's working all right?
We don't have a hospital bed.
You don't have a hospital bed?
No.
Well, how fortunate for you that I dropped by.
Now, look,
Now, the first thing that you'll need is this sign.
Why do I need that sign?
Makes your patient think he's in a hospital. Gives him a secure feeling.
That's not gonna make him think he's in a hospital.
No, but this will. Our sterilized long-playing tape recorded live on the fifth floor of the Mayo Clinic.
Dr. Blanning, wanted in surgery. Dr. Blanning, wanted in surgery.
That tape is guaranteed to give your home a real sick feeling.
That I won't quarrel with.
Good. Now, all you need to complete the picture is Miss Mumford.
Who?
Our registered rentable nurse.
How do you do? Mr. Haney, is it possible for a layman to rent a psychiatrist's couch?
Certainly.
Uh-huh. Well, I suggest you rent one and lie down on it and give yourself a thorough going over. Good day.
Sorry, Tilly.
Hello, Ellie Mae.
Howdy, Jethro. You are?
Do you know where Granny is at? Ellie Mae?
She all went down to the root cellar to get a parcel of turned-up greens.
I believe that's turnip greens.
What's going on here?
Mrs. Douglas is helping me rehearse my lines. She's doing Ellie Mae.
I sure am, honey child. You all?
She's not doing her any good. What are you doing out of bed?
Well, the doc said my ankle would be all right in 2 days. It's fine. Besides, there's a dress rehearsal tonight. Let's go on. Where were we?
I was asking you all about the turned-up greens.
What is Granny going to make for supper tonight?
Breast of pollywog with possum sauce and crow dead turnovers.
Good thee.
Why don't you set yourself down on your you-all, and I will go out to the seaman pound and catch us a barracuda.
Wait, hold it. Is that in the script they sent you?
No, sir. I made a few changes to punch it up.
Well, it needed a few yucks.
You gotta be. You can't do that. You'll get into trouble.
Well, the fellow that wrote it, Paul Henning, said we could do anything we want to it as long as he doesn't hear about it.
He's bound to. You can't keep stuff like that a secret.
Mr. Douglas!
Oh, that's Mr. Kimball.
Mr. Douglas!
Oh, Mr. Douglas.
Oh, Mr. Kimball, what's the matter?
How can you ask what's the matter at a time like this?
Well,
is Ebb here? I've got to talk to him. It's an emergency.
Yes, he is. Come on inside.
Oh, hello there, Mr. Kimball.
Hi.
Well, there he is.
There who is?
Ebb!
Oh, Hi, Eb.
Ah.
Well, it's been nice seeing everybody.
Wait a second. What, did you come banging on the door here yelling there's an emergency? You gotta see Eb.
About what?
I'm sure I don't know.
Well, I do. Or I wouldn't have come banging on your door saying it was an emergency. I gotta see Eb.
What is the emergency?
Well, I'm glad somebody's interested enough to ask. Eb, we've lost our granny.
We have?
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, it's not our granny. Eb and I aren't related. I don't think we are. No, we're not. But we appreciate your sympathy.
What granny are you talking about?
Oh, the one on the hillbillies. You see, the woman that was going to play the part. Well, she isn't a woman. It was Doris Ziffel. Or whatever she is. She can't make it because she came down with a cold. But she didn't come down with it. She came up with it. You see, she was down in a coal cellar.
Holy smoke! Without Granny, how are we going to be able to do the play?
Well, we'll just have to find another one. Hey, how about you, Mr. Douglas?
Me? That's a woman's part, you...
Oh, I guess everybody would notice that.
Hey, how about Ms. Douglas?
Great. She used to be a star on the Hungarian stage. Oh, she'd be perfect for Granny. She's the right size. She won't need too much makeup.
Olivar!
Would you, Miss Douglas? You know all the lines.
Well, if my public calls me, I got to answer.
Yippee!
Ab, are you all right?
Hey.
My ankle. I sprained it again.
Oh, no.
That's fine. Now we have a granny, but we don't have a Jethro.
Oh, yes, we do.
Who?
Howdy there, you all.
Just a minute.
Just think, you and me appearing together, the Lint and Fontana of Hootersville.
Lunt and Fontana.
Well, whoever you are, will you do it for the hypus so we won't have to meet in the swamp anymore?
All right.
If you're all set, we'll start this dress rehearsal.
Okay, Hing.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Hooterville community players are proud to present their version of that famous TV show, The Beverly Hillbilly.
Granny, where are you at all? That, all that. Well, whatever it is. Where is you?
Here I is, Dad. What are you hooting and hollering about?
I'm hungry. What are you fixing for victuals?
I thought I'd whip us up a mess of corn pone stuffed with new tags.
Ooh, dog it. That sure is a good mess.
Where's Jethro at? I need some wood.
I'll fetch him. Jethro! Jethro!
Here I is, Uncle Jed, and guess what I found down by the cement pole.
What is it, boy?
Dang different I know.
Well, put your dang different I know down and get me some stove wood.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
Where's Ellie May at?
Last time I saw her, she was playing with her critters.
Oh, that child is always playing.
Now, where's the stove at?
Oliver, darling, darling, are you all right?
Pull the curtain.
But the play isn't over yet.
It is for me. I broke my big toe.
Lisa! Lisa? Jethro, would you mind being quiet? I want to take a nap.
Oh, that's too bad. You and that stupid play. Now I'm laid up here for... Lisa! Lisa! Lisa!
Boy, next time I'm going to get me a private room. These wards are too darn noisy.
Thank you.
has been a Filmways presentation, darling.